But suppose you didn't want to let that water off.
Well,
that water just stayed there.
Well, it'll dry up. If it just stand in the weather, hot weather, it'll dry, it'll soak in the ground and dry up.
But you didn't have no special name for that?
No, just where the water just stands. You say, well, that's land out there, the water just stands there.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you was to dig a trench where the water would, you know, drain off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, it'll dry up because it'll soak in the ground. Mm-hmm. But see, that's high land, and it's not low like the water where the water drain off. We call that where the water drain off is low. And where the water stands is high.
Oh, okay. What are you acquainted with the different kinds of soil that make up certain land? Do you have a certain name that you might have for soil? When the water just is flowing in a small line, or in a narrow way, it flows in a narrow bit of water. It flows in and out with the tide. What do you call that?
Float in and out with a tide.
You know, it's a small area of land. Now, small.
But I would call it a gully.
Uh-huh.
Where the water run down the gully.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would call it.
Uh-huh.
Because that's where it would be, just a little place like that, and the water run down it. But you call that a gully.
You ever seen a small stream of water?
Hmm, yeah.
What you call it?
I just call it a small stream of water.
Oh.
Here is a small stream of water.
Do we have
water just dripping?
Do we have any streams around here for us?
Yeah, but it would be in the country.
Uh-huh. But do you know any names of it?
You would have to go to a spring. That's where you would find a small stream of water running, you know, down a hill like that. Like it's a spring. Like I said, that's a spring where on the hill part the water would be draining down like that. You call that a small stream of water.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have any with names around here for this.
No.
Do you have a name for a rise in the land, you know, where where it's not a mountain, but it's where the dirt has piled up slightly, and it's a rise in the land. You know, like you had said it a few moments ago. That
high land and low land.
Uh-huh. But you also said something about you had to go down to the spring, and then you had to come up a what?
A hill.
Uh-huh. That's what I was talking about. Now what do you call this very high place?
Mountain.